Under the circumstances, it is hard to know how much of a role epilepsy specifically plays in these cases. Any serious health setback may result in a patient paying increased attention to religion, especially in a society where evangelical religion is part of the culture and religious counselors are readily available, often sponsored as chaplains by the medical institution. The number of cited cases is often small. For example, Saver and Rabin cite a 1994 study of a family that exhibited a genetic tendency toward frontal dementia, in which 3 of 12 members showed hyper-religious behavior. It is not unusual in a large family group for a minority of members to be quite religious. Often, they have influenced each other in that direction. RSMEs are relatively common in the population and do not require a medical explanation. As Saver and Rabin themselves note, religious numinous experiences are common in both children and adults across different historical eras and across all cultures. In national surveys in the United States, Britain, and Australia, 20-49% of individuals report having personally had RSMEs, and this figure rises to more than 60% when in-depth interviews of randomly selected individuals are conducted. Under the circumstances, there is no clear reason for invoking a rare or disputed syndrome to explain or shed light on such experiences. Indeed, it is safe to say that 1. Most people who have RSMEs are not epileptics, and 2. Very few epileptics report RSMEs during seizures. If epilepsy really produced RSMEs, all or most epileptics would have them. Clearly, epilepsy simply does not play the role that Saver and Rabin have suggested. As Davinsky has noted, the genesis of intense religious experiences associated with neurological disorders remains poorly defined. The most likely reason is that neurological disorders are not a particularly fruitful avenue for understanding intense religious experiences. But what if neuroscientific evidence can clearly link certain epileptic brain states with religious convictions? Has neuroscientist Villanur Ramachandran found such evidence? Epileptics and a God switch. If we can selectively enhance religious sentiments, then that seems to imply there is neural circuitry whose activity is conducive to religious belief. It's not that we have some God module in our brains, but we may have specialized circuits for belief.